how do people class seasons of podcasts? Because like,
just 9 more seasons, Morty. Nine more seasons.
Did you get like Szechuan sauce rubbing all over my cock?
We're like 20 seconds in. Let's see.
Oh, it's all good. This is how our podcast mark on this
one. One take.
I can already see it now. I can already see it now. None of the visuals are up. The logo is up for the podcast. 10 seconds of pitch blackness with just this audio. Everyone listening being like,
the video comes in with rub Szechuan sauce all over my
top. I think that would be a brilliant intro. It'll definitely capture the imagination.
That's what we want to do. We want to inspire people.
Yeah. Inspire hope.
Speaking of which, we want to inspire people with questions of the day, don't we?
Oh,
inspire. We do.
And
questions.
Speaking of which, we now have a Discord server.
Ooh. We're gamers now.
Oh my god, guys, join the Discord server.
Oh my god.
So we're going to be taking a load of questions from people every so often. Discord for a link in the description. And says, but for now, we've got some fan questions from.
Does this mean that I can tell my mum I'm
Instagram?
Finally an e-boy?
So, what have we got? We've got Majixi says, How did you guys meet?
This one's a good one.
It's a cute little story, isn't it?
Because I was last into the fray, I think, when I, like. I meant into meeting Jack and Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I'm right, me and Noah met in our music course at uni and we wanted to start a band and we were looking for a guitarist and drummer. And basically what happened was Noah met Jack and Josh through the video game gig, didn't you?
Yeah, so we were on the same course, me and Jack, but year below.
Mm.
There was a gig where we were to put on our own shows, and Jack and Josh were part of this band which had to. It was just cover video game soundtracks, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did video game music.
We played a bunch of songs from famous video games. So yes, we played the Doom theme. We played Still Alive from Portal 2.
The Wii channel theme music.
Oh no.
What else did we do? Mortal Kombat.
We did Mortal Kombat.
Halo 2.
It was great. I had so much fun.
It was really fun, yeah.
It was good.
And then a few weeks after that, Jack comes up to me and goes, "Oh yeah, Noah's asked me to be part of this band." And I go, Oh cool. That's nice.
I felt so bad.
And I'm not going to lie, I was a bit sad that day.
I cried loads.
Because the thing what happened was, is me and Deck already had like a guitarist, but then he was like busy doing other things. So he was just like, yeah, okay, never mind. And then Noah was like, don't worry, I know this other really sick guitarist. But I mean, because originally we were just going to have two, really. Because we had this one guitarist and then Noah was like, we could have another. I've got one in mind. So I was like, yeah, sure, fuck it, why not? We'll be a five piece. Another one? Yeah, and then my friend left.
Too many strings.
Yeah, too many strings. But then my friend left and it was like, hey, Josh, do you want to be rhythm and lead? And he's like, yeah.
Josh is just that powerful that he can do both at the same time.
A weapon to surpass Metal Gear.
Mm. That's why I play seven string, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah, I don't play basic ass six string.
Don't even need a bassist, to be honest.
Antidote to Chaos was formed, even though we didn't name our band that.
It took us a long time to name ourselves. I wanted us to be called Bread. And I think Bread is still stuck.
It's still stuck a little bit. Well, the only reason we didn't get called Bread was because there's already a band called Bread.
Yeah, there is.
And
it was going to be great because we were going to get Bread Machine and put it on the side of the stage, have it cook up during our show, and then sell it as merch. Yeah. I still think it's a great business plan. We can't do it anymore because we're not called Bread.
Signed with like, you get like a mold and you like cover the top with flour and it like says the ATC logo.
Is there a Bread what starts with C in the name? Because we could just antidote to, you know, what's your knowledge in breads?
Oh,
cotton bread.
I mean, there's a type of bread called a cob. That's a type. That's like a. That's like a type of loaf. Yeah.
I mean, so, I mean that could work. Antidote to cobs. Just start selling cobs at the gig and just you know,
bear people, cobs. Because I've seen cobs and clogs.
I've seen people eat bread bare before. Which I think is
what
weird.
Do you mean bare? Just like normal
no butter,
bread.
Nothing. Just.
I mean, when
out,
you need
out
pure
raw,
sustenance,
just grab raw dog in bread.
That's raw dog in this bread. When you need sustenance, I mean, bread. That's all bread used to be. Was just like you just need carbs because you can't eat.
But if you're gonna just eat just bread, you need something to dip it in, like soup or something.
Yeah, but like this is what I'm saying. The whole invention with bread was because there was no soup, so they just had bread.
I really enjoy dipping bread into whatever's currently in the sink.
Very
it's quite tasty. It's a very different experience every time.
Sometimes you do even get chunks.
I've wondered why I found like bread little pieces in the sink before.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's me.
Right. So next question.
moving on.
Next question comes from Alistair140. Thank you very much.
And
says, "What would you guys do if you hadn't gone into music?"
Oh,
I'd probably be a normal functioning human being, to be completely honest.
Go on, Jack. We've got Jack, Josh, Noah, me.
Oh, that is a good question. I think I probably would have gone into science.
Ooh, I was really? Going to say the same. I was going to say the same thing. That was like my other thing in school.
Biology
was
like my subject. I got a higher grade in biology than I did in music.
No, I was all about physics.
You fucking hate physics. I thought you hated physics.
You fucking hate physics.
Didn't you
don't
get
you
an E in
your
mock, but you'd already got accepted into uni, so you basically just didn't do any physics.
I enjoyed physics. It was quite difficult towards the end, and I did think I'd seen the end of it, and then got to uni and I hadn't seen the end of it.
Was this A-level physics? Was it?
Yeah, was that A-level, Josh?
Yeah, A-level.
I probably would have done biology and got into some sort of, maybe not doctor, but like... I don't know. Something maybe sports science, maybe. That would
to be
really
fair,
cool.
I can actually picture it, you know, like Josh and Jack in like lab coats.
Glasses on. Like
the glasses.
Looking into microscopes.
either that or...
Look
just,
at this bread.
Yeah. What else? Yeah. Bread. Is there anything else
so
I would have
gone
into? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think if I didn't do music, I think I'd probably... either go into some form of like film study or be an actor, I think.
You can just say pornography.
I know I am.
There's no judgment.
I'd follow and go into porn.
I act in the I do the music as well.
I can
so
already see
just
YouTube sweating that we just said the P word, you know.
If I'm becoming a porn star, I'm doing it for Scott.
Scat porn is
the only reason I'm going into it.
I had back in secondary school, you know, when you had to pick your options. So basically, I managed to pick drama and music. So my whole end of secondary school thing was pretty much debating after I left, you know, when I went to college, did I want to do drama or music? Because I wanted to like specify in one. I knew if I did both, the other wouldn't get the attention it needed. So I was like, oh, because if you were doing drama and music, the next like step is usually like theatre performance or something like that. And I was like, that's not what I want to do. You know, I don't want to be in a musical. Like, no.
We used to at college, we used to have a feud with the performing arts students. So we used to call them twirlies. We went on a residential trip to London once, and they had to put us on separate buses because the feud got that intense. Oh, it was sick. It was civil war.
I can't believe you said the T word, you racist.
The twirlies. What about you, Noah?
You know what? It's kind of interesting. I've thought about this before. I thought if I never sort of made it as a musician, I'd probably want to train up to be a paramedic, you know.
Did you say paramedic?
Yeah, yeah.
You did.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That's why I kind of just...
That information makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know. Imagine that.
It's like when you hear that Harry Hill used to be a doctor.
I know,
I've kind of just got the same reaction.
Imagine being in an emergency and Noah is the Noah person is that shows up.
Okay, everyone, calm down.
That voice is not relaxing as well.
Nobody look! We need to prepare the body. If it's not in good shape, we'll prepare it for munging.
I can't believe...
Jesus.
It'd be like Dwight from The Office.
Does
he have an
organ
donor card? He does. We've got to harvest the organs quickly so they don't rot.
I'm not going to be able to look at Noah in the same way anymore now. I'm just going to be like, if Noah packs.
You could have been like pumping my stomach, but instead you're here.
I'm here. And I think it's probably for the better for both of us, to be honest, Jack.
Well, if we'd all got into science, I could have been a doctor, Noah could have been a paramedic, and Josh would have been, like, I don't know, behind the scenes as well. So we could have been saving all of your lives.
And Kieran's just Leonardo DiCaprio.
So...
playing a doctor in a movie.
That's amazing.
But yeah.
That is food for thought, and today we're going to give some more food for thought with an album, and I believe it's Josh's pick.
Yeah, we are talking about Endless Forms Most Beautiful by Nightwish.
Short and snappy title. It really resonates.
Short and snappy. Straight to the point.
Why
are they beautiful?
Wanted to talk about this one after we were talking about Within Temptation last week. Because obviously there's some good stuff on there, but I thought, I know, like, the best symphonic metal stuff comes from...
Symphonic metal is better than yours.
It's that meme of Pedro Pascal going, this is good, but it could be better.
Pretty much. A friend in secondary school turned me on to Nightwish, and it took me a while, and I was just really sold on him, and I go back to this album quite a lot still.
Completely forgot that it doesn't sound like it's released in 2015, you know.
It sounds like it kind of almost has a bit of like Dream Theater style to it, especially in the guitar riff. Like, I hear mad John Petrucci style riffage in this.
Oh, can we actually talk about the riffage? Because, Jack, you've said this before with some guitar work. So I wrote down in my notes, the chug is good. But then as it kept going through, I actually wrote a second note saying, Rammstein chug?
They do have some songs in their earlier stuff that are actually quite industrial sounding.
But that's the thing. The guitar tone in this is ferocious, and I love it.
I did say that I think one of my favorite parts of this album is just the instrumentation.
Oh, 100%.
The guy who plays keyboards in this band, who also does all the like orchestration, and they really incorporated all the orchestral parts into this.
Yeah.
Superbly. It's absolutely seamless. I think it really just elevates the music.
I loved the as well, the contrast of, you know, because we obviously listened to Within Temptation's album last time. Obviously, that to me was a very Western sounding album, and then this one sounds like it's got those hints of like Eastern, like of the Eastern kind of genre with the melodic riffs and everything. And I was just like, oh my god, this is like what Within Temptation could be, but they're not.
I think there's a lot of symphonic metal bands nowadays, like Within Temptation, Delane, that sort of, they have all those elements, but the heavier side is more kind of like the modern metal gent sound, but Nightwish have always stayed true to more like Metallica, those sort of bands, and it really shows. Like, one of my favourite songs on this album, Yours Is An Empty Hope.
Oh, that was a
thrasher.
I've got that one.
One of the heavier tracks on. The scream right in the middle of that, where it all stops and she just like really goes for it. It just every time, it's just like, oh my god.
In my notes, I've put, Jesus Christ, I'm sucking this guitarist's dick right now. It's so Petrucci, it hurts. The shout is also very cool. I'm a very simple man.
I'm a simple man.
It's really interesting as well. So Nightwish have had three different vocalists, and this is this is the first album they did with their current vocalist Floor Jansen. And so the previous two are both very different. Their first one was very like operatic, and they got someone else who's a bit more like pop sounding. And they always did well sort of adjusting the music to the singer, but with this singer, it's just like Nightwish complete, because she can sing absolutely everything.
She goes from full on
screaming to like those really like quiet ballads like Our Decades in the Sun.
That would be like going
back through you remember it was the same point for me with Steve and Wilson, and you were talking about his albums before, how they were like different to the one to the Future Bites. That'd be really interesting to see how Nightwish like have changed, because is this the most recent album they've done, or is it like one before?
No, they put out an album last year as well,
right?
But yeah, I think this is my favorite Nightwish album. Honestly,
I think this is like I think this is like my favorite. Well, I don't know how to describe it. I'm not too keen on the vocals personally. That's a very personal preference. However, for this band, I think they're brilliant. For this band, I think they work really, really well. But that vocal style is just one that I'm not particularly keen on.
They've also got their bass player Marco does the male vocals in the background a lot of the time.
What was the song name? Does he open it or something? I can't remember. There's one where he just sort of does these like quiet vocally things, and then it all just comes in. I can't remember what song it's called. I didn't write it down in my notes, but it's just occurred to me right this second.
Oh.
That's a shame, that. Oh well. It'll come to me afterwards as well, after
recording. Yeah, we'll stop recording and I'll be like,
So in terms of what I've got, to be fair, obviously we've already talked about the instrumentation. And like textually, it's massive. I've also got the riffs go hard, and like the end song.
We have to talk about The Greatest Show on Earth.
Yes,
we'll talk about cons for the album later on. But a lot of the cons that I had, I was kind of just like, you know what, this song's just pretty fucking sick. It doesn't really matter. Like, it's just so beefy, just so big. But like, it doesn't. It overstay its welcome, and it just ends the album.
There's a really good video of it on YouTube. Someone's made a whole video of it on YouTube, because the song is all about like the story of like the world and mankind, like evolution. It's based on a Richard Dawkins book, and they actually got Richard Dawkins in to narrate parts of this song and the start of the album on Shudder Before the Beautiful.
I thought it was, because I remember.
I knew it was as soon as you started talking.
They got him to do it live at Wembley once. You can find it on YouTube. I knew someone who was there when that happened, I think.
I think it was Devin Townsend or somebody had Richard Dawkins narrating one of his gigs as well.
Avenged Sevenfold got Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, naughty. Naughty.
But someone really put that to video, and it really works fantastically. But the music throughout it, you just never get bored throughout this whole 20-minute thing. Even right towards the end, there's the whole part where it's the narration, the music is just sort of following his voice. It really focus on it.
That's what I put down in the sense, you know, when you're like, you didn't get bored. I couldn't help but put a very fun album. That just the whole, for me, the whole way through, I was enjoying myself. And then it almost felt how'd you put it, but epic, you know. It was like a spectacle, you know, like you watch a really good film and you're like, whoa, it was amazing. Like, you know, when you watch the Avengers or something, you're like,
yeah,
wow,
you definitely
film.
Get that vibe.
It's amazing.
And
I'm not gonna lie, I am a sucker for string arrangements, and my god, the string arrangement. Whenever you go back to this album, listen to the bass strings.
The start of Weak Fantasy, before it goes into that really heavy riff, and it's just
string arrangements. They just get me going, especially when it falls under the like these heavy bands. And when it's done well, which it is here, it's blissful.
You all got a favourite song off this album?
It'd be the last one for me.
See,
it's
I
got B. Oh.
You go,
Kevin. Right, it's a weird one because obviously it's really funny to get a favourite song off. You know, like when you've only just listened to an album, if you get me. Usually, your favourite song comes after you. But the one that intrigued me the most was that instrumental before the final track.
Oh.
Because of the atmosphere. Like the atmosphere,
I think I saw an interview and they sort of described this album as like 9 support acts and then that as an intermission and then the main act of the album as the final song.
It was brilliant. Because you know like how it starts off and it's just like, it's just the percussion, I think. Just like this low kick, I think. This low beat and then just, it just comes in and they use like varied instrumentation throughout the album and then they use like some I think it's like a male vocalist who's just he's pretty much improvising in a certain like key and it's just I just remember I was like, oh my gosh, so much about to go down, like, you know, like, and then the final track happens and you're like, oh my god,
it definitely builds up to it. Well, as the one thing I was gonna say that maybe I had a problem with at first with this album was you have that as a 6-minute track and then the first few minutes of The Greatest Show on Earth more instrumental on a similar sort of line, but honestly the more I listen to it, it just doesn't bother me. I just enjoy it all.
The album flows into like seamlessly into every track, which is crazy. It's not jarring, like, oh,
there's a
where
lot
did that
of,
come from?
Yeah, there's a lot of range of different types of songs on the album, I think.
Before, because I've actually got some semi hot takes. Uh-oh. Does anyone else have any? Does anyone else have any criticism?
Apart from me not being too keen on the vocalist style, no, I don't really have any hot takes.
That's fair.
I only have one, and it's the same for another album we're going to review. As in the only con I have is that the album for the genre is extremely strong. But it's not an album which, you know, transcends time, if you get me. You know, it's seamless across the... Like, do you know what I mean?
I think I do, kind of.
Not a timeless masterpiece in your eyes.
Right. Yeah, yeah, okay, that's right. The only thing. It's like admitting, like, it's a really good album, but it's definitely not one of the best I've ever heard. You know? Josh is looking at me like, so you've not given it the score it deserves. Have you, Kieran?
Have you gone and dead treesed him?
I have not dead treesed this album. Hell no. No way.
If he's looking at him like that, then I might just cover Josh's face so he can't see me.
I've only got four.
Okay.
Spit the hot take.
Okay. So my first one, Kieran kind of alluded to, of like the album kind of flows really well into each other, and I agree with the flow, but sometimes it can be a bit like aesthetically like we're here again. Like some of the songs kind of are a bit like that. I would, for something this big, I would want some more variation.
Any songs in particular, or
Josh is
it's
on
more.
The
it's
now.
More just like a collection of moments. When you get to midway through the record, you're just a bit like,
you know what? I think I actually agree with that a little bit, Jack. Now that you've said it, thinking back to it in my head, I can't help but feel there were some parts that were a little bit samey, just a touch bit samey. But it was sort of like, you know, this idea of, oh, here we are again.
I do agree. There's one or two tracks in the middle that probably aren't my favorite. Ironically, the title track is probably one of my least favorite songs in this album.
I wasn't big on it either.
That and My Walden, not huge into, but but I still enjoy him.
What else have we got here? Right. I don't want anyone to stab me. I almost don't want to say it because the backlash.
You're about to get stabbed.
The production is fine.
Ooh.
Oh
no.
But it is just fine.
No. I'm disagreeing with you there.
How can you have an album with this many instruments and just make it sound so one-dimensional? It sounds so just flatlining, but there's like a full orchestra there. There is a full orchestra, and it just sounds.
I don't think it sounds flatlining at all, personally.
A few weeks ago, we discussed about production a
we
lot.
Did,
like,
to
there's
be
no
fair.
We did. We did.
My
yeah.
point stands. My point stands.
You're about to say Nightwish is overrated.
Honestly, I love the way this album sounds because, like, of how many instruments they've been able to balance really well. I've never really thought about the production on the album, honestly.
It's just, I don't know, I just find it, but, like, I just find it, it's not bad, like, it's not an example of bad production, it feels like even when you go higher, even when you go bigger with instruments, it just, further down, it just feels so, like, there's a full orchestra there, man, like, there's no excuse, there's no excuse.
Step your shit up.
This is the thing I love about when we do this, because everyone takes music differently because of music being subjective, and
that's what's so beautiful about it.
Everyone has opinions, just some of them are wrong.
Some of them are just hot takes.
The world is just
a collection of hot takes.
You had another con, didn't you, Jack?
Yeah, I did have one more.
Okay,
here we go.
Oh, here
the
we
final
go.
Nail.
I have nothing wrong with the vocal style, actually. I like her voice, and her delivery is really good. However,
here we go.
Some of her lyrics are cringy as fuck, bro. Some of them are so cringe. Come on.
You know what, actually.
Come on.
Actually. I think I agree with Jack on this.
Yeah,
one.
He does. I'm getting people on my side. Radicalized.
I would have to listen to the lyrics, because I feel like with how epic it was, I was more listening to the melodies rather than the lyrics.
See, that's fair. It's just sometimes I would be listening to it and I'd just hear. I wish I'd written some of them down. I really wish I had, because like some of them isolated are just like.
Says the guy who likes to sing Sucker Punch by Delane.
Mate, that's a banger.
That is a banger, though. That's a banger,
That's
though.
A banger.
There's a difference.
Delane don't take themselves too seriously. These guys do a show with Richard Dawkins. Levels.
Oh, I love it. Right,
I don't know, yeah. In terms of overall, I thought it was good, but Josh, I'm a little bit disappointed, bro. You've banged it up to me so much, and this is like my first proper Nightwish experience. It was good, but it wasn't like unreal.
I'm disappointed in you, Jack.
Oh, discourse in the group once
Here
more.
Here we go, bloody pandemonium.
How will they recover?
Shall we give it some scores?
Right,
then?
Here we go.
I
can't wait for this one to be below Bill Murray.
Where's this
going to
go on the leaderboard?
I'll start off. I fucking love this album. I'll agree it's not perfect, so that's why it gets 9 out of 10.
Okay, I'm gonna add this up.
Do you want to fuck this album, Josh?
No, yeah. I thought he was about.
Would you like to take it out for dinner?
I want to stick my dick in this album. My dick.
But he said it's not perfect, so he wants to take it out for dinner, but then never call it again.
Oh.
He takes it
That's
out
cold.
Once and then decides
That's
that.
Cold.
I'm sorry,
not
you've
really
got a really
spark.
Nice voice, but your lyrics are kind of cringe.
It's not you, it's me.
Right, I'll give my score then. I've given it an 8 out of 10. I liked it. Again, not entirely my cup of tea and wasn't massively overwhelming or anything. It was just sort of a bit like, yeah, this is an album, but it's a good album, so I can't really fault it.
This is an album.
I enjoyed it. 8 out of 10.
Damn. I'll go with mine. I gave it an 8 as well. I thought it was actually a really good listen. Because you know Nightwish better than me, have they ever done anything for video games? Because I genuinely thought to myself, my God, could you imagine if they wrote something for a video game soundtrack?
I don't think so. There's probably some video game montage out there.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Nightwish over
like,
the top.
You could see Nightwish playing in the background of like a Devil May Cry game or something.
Witcher 3 best no scope.
No. Yeah, Cross but I gave it an 8 out of 10. I thought it was a very epic listen. It was very fun. There was no time in the album I thought, ugh. So, 8 out of 10. Hardly any cons for me.
So, I was just a little bit disappointed. I did like it, and there were definitely parts that I really enjoyed, and I really loved the last track. But so there was just parts of it that like just blended into one for me, and like some of the lyrics are just so cringe, and I'm just like, so, I would like to reiterate, I did say some, like not all of them, just some of them. A few lines here and there, but yeah, I gave it a 7. So I didn't shit on it. I didn't dead trees you, bro.
You didn't dead trees it.
Fair enough.
Must be nice.
I didn't stab you in the back and give you a 4. Can you imagine?
Yeah, imagine doing that to somebody.
Imagine doing that. I'll probably accept.
Imagine biasing your review because you're friends with the person who likes the album. Jack's
no, I enjoy as a whole. It's a good album. Like 7 is good, 8 is great, 6 is like okay, and I don't think it's okay, but I don't think it's great, so therefore it's good. So therefore it gets a 7.
So what does that total us to?
That total is just math interlude music.
We'll be right back.
I think it's 32.
Hold on.
No. It's
33, isn't it? Is it?
9, 8, 8.
No, it's not. It's
7.
It's 32. 36.
9, 8, 7.
How?
Wait, 32. No, it's
32. Yeah. It's 32. So yeah, it's currently actually joint with Bill Murray.
Hell yes! Hell yeah! We put him on
the same podium.
Right?
What's
the
tiebreaker?
Can we all? We might have to settle that when we've got a bunch and we need a tiebreaker, a bunch of them. Do you know what I mean?
I think Bill Murray.
Maybe what we should do is go back and give like the like
how...
those are the ones we can give decimal points to.
Everyone go to our Discord server and tell us how should we settle tiebreakers.
Yeah, that's a good point actually. Fist fight to the death.
Get the old.
I think when we've reached this point, we have to just vote as a 4 which one is better. But we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see what we'll do with it.
Yeah, but, brainstorm on it, and we'll let you know in the next episode.
It's broken into the top 4, 1 point ahead of Stephen Wilson.
Can we just all agree, before we leave this episode now, that Bill Murray is the gatekeeper, isn't he? If an album is higher than 32...
He's the entry to the top three. As soon as you reach the eternal gates of the top 3, you meet Bill Murray... I'm sorry, no, but how is Bill Murray on 32?
Because he's sick. Because he's
like
fucking
it was a good
mint.
Album, but how is he that high when we've reviewed like we? He's above Stephen Wilson.
Rightfully so.
I feel like these are the kind of artists Noah's going to introduce us to, either high on the scale or very low.
There's no in between. There is no mid-table.
Only relegation or championship.
Right, so thank you for watching.
Thanks, guys.
We will see you next week.
Yeah. But make sure to click the bell.
Subscribe, click the notification bell, follow us everywhere. We are Antidote to Chaos.
Don't forget to join the Discord server and let us know who would win in a fight. Would it be Bill Murray or Nightwish?
I think Bill Murray, isn't there like 10 of Nightwish? Yeah, but Bill Murray fucking lifts, bro. Have you seen his Instagram? He does lift.
To be fair, Nightwish would say one thing. Bill Murray would cringe so hard inside of himself that they would win the fight.
All right, we'll see you next week.
All right.
See you later.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.